We are a week away from Christmas. Busy time of year. Lots of holiday parties, lots of get-togethers, lots of visits to your favorite watering holes. If you're going to drink, don't drive. That's the message we hear every year from the likes of St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan, who's with us right now. Sheriff, good morning. I appreciate you being here this morning. It is a busy and a fun time of year. We see a lot more police presence out there, don't we?
Well, you sure do, and you're going to right up through New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You know, this is a really, really busy holiday time of year, and with that, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, as well as the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning, they collaborate and they pass down funds, and that's where you hear about this Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, and our organization, along with, you know, virtually everybody, is involved in that over the holidays.
Yeah, it's the sheriff's, state police,
city police.
Yeah. You see them all out there.
Everybody's out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's increased patrols. You know, you'll have the commercials, hearing on the radio, seeing on TV, it's on social media, all the dangers of drunk driving as well as drugged driving, which we aim to drastically reduce and lower any injuries.
Well, and that's especially this year a big issue because now that the recreational use of marijuana has been legalized here in the state of Michigan, that creates a whole new set of problems for law enforcement, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. You know, more access, more use. It's just obviously going to put more people behind the wheels of cars. That was one of the real concerns we had about this legalization. But with that said, you know, if you're pulled over and you're high, whether it is on THC or whether it's an opiate, you know, pill form or heroin or alcohol, it's all the same difference. And, you know, it's big money. You know, a conviction average, by the time you start putting in your arrest, your bail, your court, your fine, your driver responsibility fee, your insurance, it's about $15K. And that's if you don't hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You hurt somebody, whole another, then you get to come visit me.
Right.
And then you get the courtesy of our place, if not prison.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking the highest stakes there are, you know, endangering people. But you're absolutely right. With the change of the law, we anticipate, you know, some significant arrests over the holiday for that.
How do you test for that, though? I know that you have a breathalyzer for alcohol, but what about for other substances?
For the opiates, it's a blood draw. So we do a search warrant, do a blood draw. Now for the marijuana, we're one of the few in Michigan. They're one of the pilot programs in the state, and we're doing a saliva. And we're working with the Office of Highway Safety Planning. We were selected. You know, we have the interstates that run entirely through both sections of our county. A lot of international border traffic. So we were a good area to pick, and we've got an aggressive traffic division and commercial motor vehicle division. So we have that, and there, you know, we're seeing how it works out, whether it becomes statewide or nationwide. You know, time will tell, but it'll be a saliva test as well. So, you know, we're out there doing the testing. We have officers that are specifically trained on drugs that can run the field sobriety test the same as you'd be specifically trained for alcohol. We've got a number of those officers as well, so we're ready. But you know, in today's world, you know, you have all these options with buses and friends and families and taxis and Uber rides and Lyft rides. And, you know, there was a day where years ago people staggered out of Christmas parties and nobody kind of thought anything of it. Well, they don't today, and it's unacceptable. Everybody knows that. And I think people are smart about getting rides for each other. And I think the bars and taverns understand the designated driver. Sometimes they mark their hand. They drink pop or coffee for free. So slowly we're getting it.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And it's much easier to call for a ride than it is to call and ask somebody to bail you out of jail.
Right? Oh, my goodness sakes, yes. And you know, and that's the simplest one. You know, heaven forbid you have an accident.
Yeah.
You know, and then somebody gets hurt. You know, not only do you have to face the consequences, you have to live with the aftermath. And that's probably the worst part.
Yeah. And every year it seems like at the holiday season there are a lot of drunk driving accidents, aren't there?
Well, there are. You know, I was looking at some stats across the country last year, just the month of December, 885 people. You know, almost 1,000 people lost their lives. And, you know, I've made plenty of death notifications in the last 30 years, and I really don't want to have to do one or our deputies this coming week or the week between Christmas and New Year's. But you know, a lot of kids get in from out of town. We were just talking about my sons are flying in, and, you know, you get a lot of people in town and a lot of celebrations, but, you know, you should be hugging your kids and opening presents, not planning funerals. Yeah. And I hate to have such a sober thought, but sobriety is the word this morning, Paul.
Indeed. Have a plan.
Have a plan. Absolutely. Have fun. Have fun. Just have a plan.
Yep. Absolutely.
And we want it to be a safe, enjoyable holiday for everybody.
Absolutely. You don't want to have to make those notifications. You want to make sure everybody has a good, safe Christmas and New Year and gets to see 2019.
Right? That's right. Big things in 2019. And you're right. We don't need any of these you know, these tragedies. We've had some in our communities. Every community does. But let's hope we're trauma-free this holiday.
Yeah. Play it safe and play it smart. Sheriff, we appreciate you coming in. As always, have a Merry Christmas.
Well, you too. You too, Paul. And I'm happy to be here.